Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And I want to hear about you quitting your job. It could have been for like a petty reason. It could have been because you're fed up with it. Whatever the excuse, I don't care. I just want to know the story. I want the juice. Or maybe you had somebody like, I quit this. I want to hear about it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I mean, are you thinking of quitting today? We could help you do it. We could call your boss up like, hey, Susan quits. But Susan sounds like an elegant lady that wouldn't quit her job like that. Sounds like Susan's dedicated to her employer.
Yeah, if you're chastity and you're looking to quit your job, we'll do it for you.
Wow. Well, I can see chastity over Susan. Okay, that makes sense. 833-JOE-ALEX. The reason I bring the story up is one of my favorite places to go to get a corn dog, pork chop. You and I cried when we missed it at an exit the other day and we were going out to see some kiddos. A Sonic in Ohio. The entire staff quit their jobs after the restaurant was sold to new owners. They actually put a sign up and they locked the door, which is nice that they actually locked it. And it said, quote, make sure I center this properly. Let's see here. Warning, due to terrible management, the whole store has quit. The company has been sold to people who don't give an F about anyone but themselves. Sorry for the inconvenience, but our team refuses to work for a company that treats their employees like poop when they have to put everything into the store. That's what they get. The note was signed, blank you, sincerely, ex-Sonic crew. I wonder how that went. I wonder if they're all going to get ringing endorsements for their next career.
Nobody will know, though. It's like those types of jobs, though, you can just kind of quit. You don't really even have to give a 2 weeks notice.
And you don't really have to put that on a resume, I feel like, if you have like other jobs.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you worked at McDonald's for a few years and you worked at Wendy's, like if that's your line of work, I mean, they're probably going to wonder, wait a minute, where are you? I mean, if it was just like something you're doing temporary and you're working a whole different line of work.
True.
I think that's the most epic way to do it. If you hate your management and you can get all your other coworkers to quit and walk out at the same time as you and kind of do it together, then I think you have better chances of like changes and then getting your job back.
I have friends that work at restaurants here. And there's a couple places that should probably do that.
Really?
I recommend it.
But have
them.
Have they actually quit and walked out?
No, they're still working there, but this wouldn't be a too bad of an idea.
I mean, you got to have some guts, though, because you can get so mad. I mean, who hasn't said, like, I quit, or I don't want to work there anymore? But to actually do it, to storm out, to make a scene. I mean, it's easy just to call in, like, hey, I'm not coming in today.
Oh, my gosh. One time, my friend wanted to go out one night, and she was working at Build-A-Bear, and she really wanted to go out, but she was scheduled to work. So her mom called in for her and quit for her. Didn't give a 2 weeks notice, just quit that night so she could go out that night.
Like I said, my daughter is so-and-so and she's quitting.
Yeah.
That's what gives millennials a bad name, by the way.
Oh, I know. And she was 19 at the time.
Yeah.
19.
Well, thank you, Mommy. Marie, what happened? You quit your job?
Yeah, I worked for a small family-owned business at one point in time, and all of a sudden they hired their best friend. And he ended up getting all kinds of perks, higher pay, benefits that I didn't get until I earned them after 2 years. And then he wouldn't do jack. He would just sit there and expect everybody else to do his job for him. So everybody in the office was pretty much getting way lower pay and doing our jobs and his.
I think.
And then after I quit, they hired another one of their friends and gave them higher pay as well, plus benefits.
Any job that I've ever quit was always because I didn't make enough money.
So when are you quitting this job?
Oh, hey, man, I need that raise. Do I get a raise after 4 months? Today's exactly 4 months I've been here.
Yeah, look for it in the mail. It'll, yeah.